We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
It's the biggest day of the year for romance, love, and unexpected pregnancies. And one of the discussions on the show yesterday that Breezy and I talked about was how some people tend to wait last minute to show the person they're with, basically, that they love them.
Okay.
Nothing.
I was really pissed, and everyone was like, you know what?
Well, there's nothing like waiting until the last minute. And I think we're all guilty of this. You know, whether it's a birthday, anniversary, or a special day like today, Valentine's Day, if there's anything a woman or a man wants more of, I would agree it's effort. And nobody's saying you have to spend $2,000 on a day like today, unless you have it, in which case, you know, play on, player. But most partners, I think, just want to feel loved. And the way to do that is by being creative. But most importantly, planning ahead.
Just any type of effort would be great. Just any. I just don't want the bare minimum. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't think anybody does.
Which brings me to my next caller. Hi, good morning, Jeff.
Hi, is this PXY?
Yes, it is.
Okay, am I on the air? Is this Moose and Breezy?
Yes, who's this? Jeff.
Okay, yeah.
Did we just talk? What's up, dude? What's happening? You need help.
Good. I'm desperate. Do you know of anyone or like any places that might be able to get me a table for tonight?
No. Sounds like someone's chasing you. What's going on?
You need a table for tonight.
It's Valentine's Day. Are you high?
Well, let's be nice.
It's that I've called every single place in the city and like there's not a single table that's available and I'm freaking out.
Right.
I can't expect any table would be available today. Why are you waiting last minute?
What did I talk about yesterday?
I know. Last ditch effort. Is your last ditch effort, Jeff. Tell me what the situation is.
What's going on?
I even looked at stuff for like late tonight, like 9 o'clock and after, and I still can't find anything.
Who are you trying to take out? What's going on?
Okay, so I know I like super dropped the ball. Like I totally messed up. I just completely forgot.
Yeah.
I got a new job the other month and my focus has been totally on that. I just started dating this girl and that's obviously why I'm trying to do this. Like 3 months ago, I started dating her and I really, really, really like her.
Okay. So, but you forgot to make plans for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And I'm feeling like, you know, she could be the one, but I don't like really know. And if I mess this up,
you're panicking.
Then she definitely won't be.
Jeff, what do you want us to do?
Like, do you have to go out to dinner? Can't you cook or something?
I have no idea how to cook, and not only that, but I don't have the time. So, look, you guys, I'm usually cool, like and collected, but I'm in a panic right now.
You're hitting the panic button, and everyone can hear it.
Jeff,
what do you want us to do? I'm so confused. Like, you want us to cook and host?
You have to know somebody, right? Like, you have to know a restaurant manager or something. There's got to be somebody you guys could call.
I don't know. Not really.
Oh, you huge. I can't roll up to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. Like, that can't be the vibe.
Dude, sometimes you throw 12 boneless pieces in front of a lady, and they're all for it. Trust me, been there, done that.
I know. I see you guys taking pictures at local restaurants all the time. Can you get me into like Nosh or something?
Oh, no. On Valentine's Day, dude.
Oh
come
God.
On.
Wait, no.
Please, I'm just trying to make a good impression.
We know.
I know, dude. You sound desperate, dude. I know.
I've tried everything.
I know the panic. I've been there before, buddy.
Moose, don't you? What about you know the owner at What about that guy?
Not the owner, the GM.
Okay, whatever. Can it's you call him?
It's like 7-something in the morning. He's not going to be...
I know, but like he's literally... I'm afraid what he's going to do if we don't get the table. He's panicking.
Please.
He's your boy. I feel like he would help.
How did this just fall onto my shoulders? Would Jeff drop the ball? Listen, I don't know if he's going to be... I can try. I don't know if he's up. That's a big ask.
Try. That's all I'm asking.
Oh my God.
If he answers and he's able to do anything for you, which the chances of that even happening on Valentine's Day are slim, you owe me tickets to my concert of my choice.
Not you asking some random listener when you have the hookup.
I know. I can try, Jeff. I will do my best. And the only reason I'm going to try is, yes, A, you sound desperate, but B, I've been in your position more than once. So I understand
classic
the panic you're in right now. Hold on. Stay on hold. Hold on. Come on, Carl.
Hello?
Carl, it's Moose.
Oh, hey, bud.
What's up, man? It's in Breezy.
Breezy's here. Hey, Carl.
Oh, hey.
Carl, listen, dude. I know it's early. I appreciate you answering the phone. Also, you're on the air, by the way.
Sorry. You really have to tell people that before we put them on, but no big deal.
Listen, we need a huge, huge favor for a friend of ours,
like
Jeff.
Like a massive favor.
I know. This is going to be a huge ask. The dude has been...
What is it, sir?
He's been dating a girl for 3 months. He dropped the ball. He needs to impress her tonight. He can't get reservations anywhere. We're hoping you can find a spot for him at the restaurant tonight.
No, you table. Got it like that.
Oh, brother, it's Valentine's Day. I we're completely booked.
No, I know. I assumed that would be the case.
Listen. We've all made mistakes. I mean, there's nothing you can do to help our boy out. He's struggling right now, man.
I get it. I know it's Valentine's Day. I know you're booked solid there. I'm there all the time. I know the establishment you guys got. But we plug you guys all the time on the show. We do.
Do we?
Carl, we do. Yeah. No. Yeah. We're constantly...
Look.
Can you get him a table somewhere in the corner? I don't care if it's near the bathroom. Can you hook the kid up?
Moose, Breezy, I understand the plugs, and I completely appreciate it. I mean, my hands are tied here. I'm looking at the books right now, and I just don't have anything.
Carl, Hold on a second. Carl, remember the Drake tickets? Remember the hookup? Do me this one favor, dude, honestly. And I promise you I'll pay you back any way I possibly can. Do it for our boy.
Wow, Moose, you're a piece of work, man. One second.
If we come through for this guy...
No, literally, we will... If we do, like... He needs to name his firstborn after us.
No kidding.
Moose Breezy, you there?
Mm. Yeah, what's up?
This is nothing fancy. I got something, but I can squeeze him in the corner. He's not going to like this, but I got something at 5:30. Not nothing fancy, but I can fit you in for two if that works.
Not you buying a pop-up table and chairs.
It's a card table. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll tell Jeff. He'll take it. 5:30. Just put it under his name for Jeff. He'll take it. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank
and
you,
hey,
dude.
Don't mention this to anybody that we did this, okay?
No. All right. We got Jeff plus one.
We'll take it. Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate you, man. You're my boy. We'll go ahead and we'll plug you again. Just got to bleep it out. Sorry about that.
No free plugs here.
Carl, thank you, man. I owe you. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay. All right, buddy. We'll tell Jeff. We'll see you tonight. Thanks.
All right.
Kind of wish we asked for a table for the two of us.
I know. Jeff?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, I heard all of that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Holy
Oh.
Well, don't cuss.
Not us doing a favor and you getting us fined by the FCC.
I don't know what this is going to look like or what Carl has set up for you, but you got yourself...
Doesn't sound great.
...a table at 5:30 under your name. That is the best we can do, but I'm glad we're able to help. Do not screw this up tonight, okay?
Do not screw it up. Take pictures.
Take pictures. Send them to us. Hit us up on 98 PXY Rochester. Breezy on Air. Hi, Moose. We'd love to see the dinner tonight.
Not because I want to see your outfits, but I want to see where the table's located.
Guys, thank you. I owe you guys whatever you want. Like, I swear to God, I will do whatever I can for you.
Yes.
Say that to me.
I know. I have your number. I have everything. I know. I will be hitting you up when I need something. I absolutely will. Jeff, we're glad to help. Yeah,
I have a gift card available for sale. So.
Did you? By the way, real quick, I got to go, but did you get her anything else aside from the dinner? Do you have something else planned for her?
I just have some flowers, but that's about it.
Okay, maybe you should go get something else, too.
Yeah, get her. Make sure you got flowers for her.
Don't rely on us to make your Valentine's Day better. You got to take control of your own life.
And, yeah, write her a nice card, Jeff, okay? Do a nice little poem, okay?
I'll try.
All right, don't
all right,
you
Jeff, go take a breath.
Don't you dare call me back asking to write a poem for this girl. All right? Have fun, buddy, and glad we can help. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
Love is in the air.
Give us a follow-up, okay?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm glad we can help. That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah. We're basically Cupid.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.